Laura was the kind of dame that guys fall for. The kind of guys that fall for that kind of dame. Lucky for me, I wasn't that kind of guy. She was trouble. Trouble and me aren't what you'd call strangers, but trouble isn't my business. It's just a not very lucrative sideline of mine. Don't get me wrong, when she sashayed into my office that night, she made the front of my gabardine spring up faster than a cow lick on school picture day. I'd been handling dames like her since before reform school, though. I knew the score. Don't let 'em know. I dropped my hat on my lap and motioned her into the chair across the desk. I pulled a bottle of Ezra Brooks out of my desk drawer and poured myself a couple of fingers. Big fingers. Fingers like you'd find on a circus fat man. I waved the bottle at her. She thought I should drink alone. Well, I was used to that. I'd just add her to the long list of people who refused to drink with me. I kept the list in a drawer next to the bottle. I had another copy I kept in my right sock for when I was away from my desk. It didn't smell so good, but it worked just fine. Like everybody else who came through my door, she had a story to tell, and it wasn't Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It started with Once Upon a Time, though, and it had a handsome prince. He didn't sound so charming. It seemed the prince had gone for a short walk, and it was taking longer than expected. 2 days longer so far. This worried her, as the prince hadn't seemed like the fitness type. There was something else, too. A charge card and a bank card had gone along for the stroll. She seemed like maybe she missed her two thin plastic friends as much or more than the prince. What did I care about her motives? It was all the same to me. She laid out some cabbage on the table, and that was good enough. I was in the mood for coleslaw. The prince's name was Kilbane, and that was a start. A pretty good one at that. Seems I knew him. Kirk Kilbane was a name I'd heard before, a case I'd worked about a year before. Kilbane came to me. He was looking for a little muscle to back him up when he went to collect some dough from a guy. He and this cat had an agreement about making some pies. Kilbane had made the filling and the other guy did the crust fixings. He wanted me there for the exchange. It went off without a hitch. I got paid with a nice lemon meringue. Given what I knew about Kilbane, I spent a day hanging around kitchen supply stores. I figured he'd lifted the plastic to go on an appliance binge. About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I began to think I'd been out on a bit of a trip for biscuits. Nobody used Laura's cards in any of the places I'd been. Then, outside Bun in the Oven, the kitchen maternity store, I laid my peepers on him. I waltzed him into the alley for the 411. Straight off, I popped him one in the beezer just to let him know I was serious, and 'cause I was getting a little bing, having spent the day a long ways from the corn. He spilled his sorry contents like a cheap piñata. Yeah, he took the cards and some other spondulics Laura hadn't mentioned, but he was real sorry. He had a monkey on his back, and her name was Betty Crocker. This boy had to bake or he got crazier than Margot Kidder. I felt a bit sorry for the gourmet Goniff as I jabbed him again in the gut. He bent over like a dog riding a football. I sapped him, just for the exercise, and as he lay like a stack of unwashed muffin tins there in the alley, I went through him and pulled up the stray plastic. I was getting cranky in my old age. Laura was pretty grateful, but her pie wasn't as sweet as Kilbane's. That boy could sure beat an egg.